Greetings, I'm Pastor Joachim Rieck of the Eastside Baptist Church here in Windhoek, and I'm privileged to share again this morning, for the fourth time this week, a few insights from God's Word with you. I'm focusing on the marks of a healthy church this week, and I really trust that these talks will help you. Now, I've spoken to you about the first mark of the church, which is that the Word of God is preached, and the second mark is that the church clearly understands and proclaims the gospel. The third mark of a healthy church is that there's a biblical understanding of conversion, what it means to become a Christian. And the fourth mark, which I want to share with you now, is that a healthy church bears the mark of healthy discipleship, healthy followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when Jesus called his disciples, he said to them, "Come and follow me." He didn't say, "Stay where you are and be with me in your thoughts." Jesus didn't want half-hearted disciples. No, he wanted active followers. I have three questions for you in this regard. They're all based upon the assumption that you have been converted and that you are a true Christian. First of all, are you following the Lord Jesus by being a member of your church? Now, membership is a reflection of a living commitment to Jesus. Remember, Jesus in the Bible is the head. The church is his body. And you join his body. And that is the first part of your discipleship. You should be there in your local church in regular attendance, in giving, and in prayer, and in service. Otherwise, it's meaningless. It's worthless. And it's even dangerous to call yourself a member of the church if you're not active. Don't be a church member for sentimental reasons. You do not do anybody any favor, least of all yourself. To be a healthy church, we need to have active members in our churches. Secondly, are you willing to be held accountable to your church? Are you willing to have your brothers and sisters speak into your life? And when you sin, and there's no one that does not sin, are you willing for people to encourage you and to rebuke you? The idea seems very negative to modern people, but each local church actually has a biblical responsibility to judge the life and the teaching of both its leaders and its members, particularly insofar as there could be compromise with the church's witness to the gospel. So the marks of discipleship is, are you following the Lord Jesus by being a member of your church? And secondly, are you willing to be held accountable in your church? And thirdly now, are you willing to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? And it appears to me with great sadness that many churches are concerned with church growth, but they appear to be more concerned with growing numbers, but not so much with growing members. Now remember, the Lord is looking for fruit from your life. He's looking for fruitful churches. And so I submit to you that areas of spiritual growth must include a life of increasing holiness, which is rooted in Christian self-denial, the following of the Lord Jesus Christ, the growing in grace. These concepts, my dear friends, are almost extinct in the modern church. I am pleading for a recovery of true discipleship for today that would build the church and promote a clearer witness to the world. May the Lord Jesus grant you and your church a hunger for growing in grace and Christian discipleship and holiness, so that his name may be honored. Pray with me, please. Father, as we pray for healthy churches that bear marks of true discipleship, we pray that our country will be a rich benefactor of many such churches. Work in the midst of our days, Lord, and create and help our churches to be producing healthy disciples. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.